Books and Arts.
Johnson. Wars of Words. When language is the pursuit of politics by other means.
The museum that honors Johannes Aavik in Kuressaare, a small town on an Estonian island, may not seem impressive. Outside, the national flag is desultorily tangled in a tree. Inside the small building, an attendant jumps up in surprise to turn on the lights for the only visitor. Of the two rooms, just one is devoted to Johannes. The other deals with his brother, Josep, a musician. Yet Aavik deserves his museum. Few people have ever coined more words that subsequently came to be used. Over the centuries, Estonia was dominated by Danes, Germans, Swedes, and Russians. It is estimated that a third of its vocabulary is borrowed. So, in the early years of the 20th century, when Estonia was still part of the Russian Empire, and then, after it declared its independence in 1918, Aavik set about coining Estonian replacements for some of those borrowings. Some he took from rural dialects, others were created on the model of Finnish, which, unlike most European languages, is related to Estonian. But quite a few he simply made up. A modern scholar thinks he might have coined roim, crime, with the English word at the back of his mind. Aavik himself claimed that he merely sought short words that sounded beautiful and seemed Estonian, even though they were, at least at the moment he invented them, nonsense. Aavik was part of a wave of linguistic purism that was then sweeping Europe. In the medieval period, Latin had been thought the only language worth writing, but gradually authors in France and Italy began to see their own tongues, descendants of Latin, as worthy of literature too. The trend was boosted by Protestantism, which preached that everyone should have access to scripture in their own languages. The vernaculars became respectable. Or some of them did. A few big languages, backed by states, gained kudos. Small, stateless ones were still belittled. Only Russian and German could be spoken at Aavik's school. Little wonder that the atmosphere nurtured a nationalist.